We come now to the final development in the symbolic pattern with which we're concerned tonight. A development which has been anticipated to a limited extent in one at least of the previous lectures. We've described the five male Buddhas, described the five female Buddhas, but they've been described, all of them, in just one particular way, under one particular aspect. We've described them all, male and female Buddhas alike, under their peaceful aspect. But this is just one aspect. As I mentioned last week, in the esoteric tantras, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas appear under a double aspect, under two aspects. There's a peaceful aspect and there's a wrathful aspect. So this applies to the five Buddhas too, to the five male Buddhas and the five female Buddhas. So I'm going to say a few words about them in their wrathful forms and then conclude. The wrathful forms are much less highly individualized than the peaceful forms. And in their wrathful form, the five Buddhas are known as the five Herukas. That is to say, the five male Buddhas are known as the five Herukas. And they're all named after their respective Buddha families. There's the Buddha Heruka, the Vajra Heruka, the Ratna Heruka, the Padma Heruka, and the Karma Heruka. And each one is represented as strongly, even powerfully, massively built, represented as naked, except for a tiger skin and an elephant hide, and they all wear garlands of human skulls. And round their bodies and round their arms are twined snakes. They usually possess at least six arms, sometimes very many more, and each has three eyes, three bulging, inflamed eyes, and each has a wrathful expression. And they're usually represented as trampling on their foes, the enemies of the Dharma, and as moving violently to the right. And they're surrounded, each one, by a halo of flames. The Buddha Heruka is dark blue in colour, or black. The others are blue, yellow, red and green, respectively. Now the consort of the Buddha Heruka, the equivalent female Buddha, is known simply as Krodeshwari, which may be translated as Our Lady of Wrath. And the consorts of the other Herukas are also named after their respective Buddha families. So one has the Vajra Lady of Wrath, the Jewel Lady of Wrath, the Lotus Lady of Wrath, the Action Lady of Wrath, all depicted in the same kind of way. They're all depicted naked, or practically naked, of the same colour as their consort, but lighter, and as somewhat smaller in size. And in each case they cling on to the front of their consort, sometimes with their arms clasped round his neck.